I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And I'd like to welcome in a good friend of mine, Rob Long from the Big Bad Morning Show. He's going to join us every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Rob, how are you holding up?
Man, I'm sitting on my front porch that has become my smoke cave, and my wife cleaned it up, and I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
Well, you liked it dirty? I mean, I knew that. But
you know what I mean? The way the ashes that were on the floor, man. Why, you know, the ashtray's clean. It smells girly.
Why the hell would I ever ask Rob Long if he liked it dirty?
Come on, this is my spot.
I hear you, man. Well, here, it's because I'm working at night, and I told management I was going to do this. Let me crack another one open here. I'm having a couple drinks at work, so it's a lot of fun. And
it's
I'm doing the show.
That because my water is brown and tastes, you know, a little kick all of a sudden. It's got a little rock in it as well.
There you go, man. Enjoy the evening. Well, hey, let's talk about a couple things. First off, sports related, you know, looking at the Ravens and some of the moves they made. You know, we had a chance to talk about, what was it last time you were on the show, with the additions they made up front, but now kind of shoring up some things in the secondary, adding Anthony Levine, of course, Jimmy Smith back in the fold. They just brought back Chris Moore. Some people aren't huge fans of it, but more of a special teams move and a depth piece, I think. But give me your take.
The Chris Moore one scratched me. I would have bet you money that they would have said goodbye to him. And if they're keeping them around, I'm hoping it's just special teams. Because I don't – he does not add anything to the receiving core. I think the receiving core – And a couple of people disagree with me. I think right now, with the other moves they made, Jeremy, you could argue that the receiving core is one of the weakest positions on the team now, the wide receiving core. I'm not talking about the tight ends. I think it's one of the weaker, maybe with the offensive line. So Chris Moore doesn't add any answers to it. It's more of the questions that you had last year. At this point in his career, I don't expect him to come in and be better. So I'm hoping that you are 100% right that this is just a special teams thing, because if Chris Moore is relegated to special teams, I can live with that because he's pretty good at that. I love the Jimmy Smith re-signing, because here's what you have with Jimmy Smith. It wasn't long ago that he was your best cornerback. It wasn't long ago. Your cornerback position has gotten so good that he's your third best cornerback right now. You signed him for 1 year, and he shouldn't be disgruntled because he had a chance to go out there and shop himself around. Didn't like what he saw in the open market, so he came back. So that satisfies that. You know, you didn't have to do – he saw what he was worth. He was worth more here than he was elsewhere. So now having Jimmy Smith as your third best corner, now having him go out on the market when coming back, if you put him in a role of your third best corner, there should be no disgruntled Jimmy Smith because he saw what he was worth in the open market. I love what he did on the defensive line. I do. At first – you know, Matthew Judon franchising him for that money, I didn't like it. Then the subsequent moves after that on the defensive line, now all of a sudden, man, I like the Matthew Judon franchise tag now because they answered some other questions. And with 9.5 sacks last year, he may be even better with the help that he has with the guys with their knuckles down next to him.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how often you'll see him in a somewhat of a traditional 4-3, not necessarily that setting because they can mix it up out of their 3-4 where maybe you have Calais Campbell with his hands in the dirt and, of course, you know, Matthew Judon on the outside, and you got your beef up the middle with Brockers and of course, you know, the big boy in the middle. But I like what they've done. They still need to figure out who their middle linebackers are going to be. And I don't know in your mind if they need to add another pass rusher. Maybe they do that through the draft or a veteran free agent. People keep bringing up Clay Matthews' name. Just have to wait and see what makes sense for him. But I was going over the Ravens' win total according to Vegas. Right now they have them listed as 11.5 wins over under. What do you see with that? I mean, they won 14 games last year. They did win quite a few close games, but I think this is a team that's – I had them right around 12, so the number does interest me.
Yeah, I mean, 12 is accurate because if you bet the over, they had to win 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, you check those things out a lot. You know, when you got when you have 11.5 wins, how many times have the Patriots throughout their dynasty had more than 11.5 wins projected to them right now? And see, that's a lot of wins for outside of the thing that you're going to get before the draft even hits.
Well, that's the most in the NFL along with the Chiefs. So they're,
yeah, that's what
they're,
I mean. I mean, you know, people scoff at 11.5 wins. Listen, for a prediction, that's pretty high. Because to take the over, they say you're going to be 12-4. You know what I mean? I mean, to take the under, think about this. If you take the under of 11.5, that means they're 11-5. You know what I mean? So that's a lot of wins for a football team for outsiders to project it. And I want to go back to the linebackers thing, though. I like Clay Matthews, too. I love that signing, especially on his team. And when I found out that he was between the Ravens and the Rams last year, I really liked it. But here's the thing. Do you want to go into the season with a rookie inside linebacker? Because I think that's what they're going to have to decide. Do you want to add a young pass rusher with Judon, or do you want to have that young guy in the middle of your defense? I would like to think that they would want to go out and get a veteran inside linebacker. The problem is, I don't see any on the market worth it. So that's a head-scratcher as well. What do they do with that inside linebacker? So right now, for me, offensive line, wide receiver, inside linebacker are the three glaring needs on this football team.
A couple other things football-related because, you know, just going over what the odds in Vegas say. Surprise you at all that they have the Patriots having more wins than what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have? It's only a half a game, but, you know, they're projecting the Patriots at 9.5 wins and the Bucs at 9. And not knowing who their quarterback's going to be, if they're going to stand pat, it, you know, that's really a difficult thing to try to project.
And I think it's the Bill Belichick effect. I think Vegas believes, you know, based on what Belichick did with Matt Castle, based on what Belichick did when Brady was suspended with other quarterbacks, they think Bill Belichick will prevail and still get somewhere between 8 and 10 wins. I think that's what that's all about. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a tremendous offense, offensive potential, but I think there are some question marks on that defense, and there's some question marks in the run game. So I think those are the things that you kind of, I mean, you know, they went 7-9 last year, and you go back and you look at Jameis Winston's interceptions, and you think, man, you know, if Jameis doesn't throw this interception and that interception and that interception, they have 10 wins. But you know what? I can also tell you that in those same games when Jameis Winston lost on interceptions, he also brought them back to be in position where he can throw those interceptions and lose. So you can't take both of those away. Yes, he went through key interceptions, but he also made key completions and threw key touchdowns in order to get him back in that position for him to blow the game. So I kind of laugh when people, you know, just look at the interceptions and say that's why they went 7-9. I think there were a lot of other reasons they went 7-9. And I think, you know, I'm not sure. I would love to see the storybook ending with Tom Brady. If I had to choose between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I want Brady to prevail because I hate people saying that it's all the system. You can't just put anybody in and win 6 Super Bowls in 20 years. That's ridiculous. Yeah. You know, keep in mind, Matt Castle didn't even get to the playoffs the one year that he won at a winning season. So I'm all Team Brady on this one. However, Jeremy, there's some things in my mind. There's some questions that I have. If Brady can still make the throws that the Tampa Bay offense has, you can't turn those guys, those receivers that you have, into guys like Wes Welker and Julian Edelman. You have to be able to run that offense. You have to be able to run things that are good for Godwin, that are good for Evans. You have to be able to run an offense that's conducive to their success. And the biggest question I have is whether Brady can make those throws at this point of his career. It's not doubts as much as they are questions. As long as those questions are out there, it's hard for me to say this team's going to win 10 or 11 games.
So let me switch gears with you here and kind of get away from football, because I'm wondering how life has affected you. I mean, you're doing your morning show from home. And, you know, the one thing I always wonder about that is because I, when I had to do a show, like when Scott would go to the Super Bowl and he would set up there and do a show with me, when you can't see the people in front of you, there's a lot of hand signals when you're interviewing someone. There's, you know, you're trying not to have those weird pauses or talking over each other, which does happen from time to time. So how's it been?
It's, you know, I gotta say Joe LaCroix. I think Joe LaCroix has shined in his time right now. I mean, I'm me, Ed, and Jerry's Jerry. But I think Joe LaCroix's communication, he's constantly in my ear, and I kind of follow a lot of his lead and getting in and out of the breaks. I can only imagine. I think his job has been complicated more than anybody's, to be honest with you. I think, you know, he's the guy that you that should be asked, you know, how are you coping? Because I think you've added more on his plate, to be honest with you. I think he's handled it like a champ, to be honest with you. For people who don't know, don't listen to Big Bad Morning Show, you know, those two people out there who don't listen. Joe LaCroix is our producer. And young guy, under 30 years old, I think to me, you know, he's kind of proven himself to be kind of the star that I thought he would be, that he could be. That he's really, he stepped his game up big time and been the conductor. You know, sometimes, you know, those guys that sit at the board, you know this, Jeremy, they're more board ops than they are producers. Mm-hmm. He's really the first 2 days of this week has shown that he is a producer and not just a board op.
Yeah, a lot of things that go on behind the scenes and, you know, appreciative of all the guys that work back there kind of making things happen is, you know, this week's been odd. The one thing, and I know you did this, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you went out and spent some money at some local restaurants. I think you went to Jimmy's today. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but like I've seen a lot of people and I would suggest people, you know, I've been pushing the Costas in and plenty of restaurants around here. My buddy runs the Avenue down in Hamden. Like the one thing people can do, even if you can afford it, obviously, is go out, buy gift cards to help some of these people out. I mean, some of the guys I've talked to and even friends of mine just out of work wondering when the next check's going to come and how they're going to make money. It's just such a tough way of life, and people have it rough out there right now.
Taco Love, Jimmy's,
yeah,
Gunpowder Lodge, to name a few. You know, I try to take care of the people who have taken care of me. You know, I had my son's graduation party at Gunpowder Lodge, but we shut it down on a Saturday, even for his graduation party. Jimmy Seafood has been huge for my basketball team. Taco Love is one of our supporters. I wish that, you know, Johnny's was in the same situation. You got to, you know, you sit there, you talk about these businesses, but when they're in moments like this, it's your opportunity to be able to take care of them. And like you said, it's all about affordability. So if you can't afford it, don't feel guilty about it. Not at all. But, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be in a position where, you know, we can once one meal a day, whether it's just, you know, something small that my kids want, or like today we went out and got a big dinner from Jimmy's. We got a full spread last Tuesday from Taco Love. To go out to tomorrow, we're going to hit up Al Seafood. You know, I mean, just to support these businesses around here, because when this thing is over, and it will be over, I want these businesses to stay open. Jeremy, you and I have had some nights, man. We hop around and they take care of us. You know, they show us love. And this is our opportunity, and in my opinion, and I'm glad you feel the same way, to show them some love. I'm not a franchise guy. I'm not a franchise hater, but I'm not a franchise guy. I like going to an establishment where I can see the owner. You know what I mean? Where that money I spend, the owner feels it. You know, if that's what I like doing, that means in moments like this, when money's not spent, the owner feels it. So I try to go above and beyond at times like this to try to show them as much love as possible.
Yeah, and you know what I love about that is, in my next segment, I want people to call in 410-583-1057 that have establishments that are open, that are looking for, you know, a little bit of love. And not everybody can afford to go out and buy advertising, which we do appreciate. And there are places we all love and go to that don't have – that advertising dollar to come on and you know, try to get promoted. But like I talk about the Costas Inn all the time, and
right.
The fact is I post pictures of myself there, not to just, you know, promote them, to let everybody know if I'm telling you to go somewhere and spend your money, that I'm going to go spend my own money there too, because their food is excellent. And, you know, the relationships you've built up in a lot of the places you're talking about, it's the same thing for me. I went to Full Tilt Brewery. I was going to get beer all this week being cooped up. I went to Full Tilt, bought a ton of beer from them, and you know they're doing that. And I've got friends all throughout this industry that we've become extremely friendly with, and go in not looking for a handout, looking to spend some money because
exactly
you know that's the way it is, especially this time and age.
And I'm glad you said that because people think because you know, these people advertise and they know you walk in and you expect things for free. That's not it. I mean, I financially want to support these businesses because they're the backbone of our community. You know, I went down and stocked up down the street at Gussie's, you know, the other day. You know, I mean, spent some money down there. Went over to White Marsh Plaza Liquor to kind of share and spread it out a little bit. You know, bought a box of cigars from Fritz. You know, I mean, you want to support these businesses, and right now are scary times. Yeah, I don't want the world has kind of changed now, and I understand it. By the way, Governor Hogan is doing a phenomenal job, in my opinion. But when we're done with this, I don't want to continue to feel that change because these businesses are out of business. I don't want to continue to feel. I understand feeling it now because of the situation that we're in. But, you know, whenever this is over and we go back to normal, I don't want a new normal. I want the normal that we had before we hit here. And, I can only do a little bit to do it, but I'm going to do my part to try to make that happen.
Yeah, you know what's funny just talking about all the business? I just had a friend of ours, Dan, that used to work over at De La Rosa's, and I know you know him. He's over at Red Brick Station. He said they're open for carry-out food and beer. And, you know, a good friend always took care of us anytime we were out. And the same thing applies. I was watching, speaking of being at home watching TV, I was power watching a show called Ugly Delicious. I get into all those, anything about animals, anything about food, I can just sit there and watch it over and over again. And they went to Houston, and the restaurants in Houston that are all in kind of the same area, they always say, we'd love you to come back here and try out our food, but before you come back here, go to at least one of these other restaurants. And they're all just trying to make sure people are trying everything. And I know, look, it's capitalism. Everybody's trying to be the most popular and make money, and I get it. But, you know, there's a lot of places, some of my favorite places over here in Perry Hall that are shutting down, that are trying to sell some of the stuff before they can. We don't know when this is going to end. So I do think if you can afford it, buying gift certificates is one of the best ideas of what you can do. And again, anybody working somewhere, feel free to call in next, 410-583-1057. I might get yelled at for it. I don't think I will, because you can go to our website at 1057thefan.com, and they have a little link there that you can click on and post your restaurant or business that's still open. So hopefully you guys go there and do it.
About them supporting other businesses, one of the reasons why I go to Liv's in Perry Hall, because Cosmo, you know Cosmo.
Yeah.
I see him at other restaurants and bars. That's the first time I actually went to Liberatore's was because I saw him out and about one night. And I was introduced to him, and the person told me who he was. The next week, I was someplace else, and he was there. I'm like, man, this guy. And I went up to him, said something to him, and he said, you know, I try to get out and support the other places, man, because I need them to stay open. Well, they need me to stay open. And because of that, I eventually went to his establishment because I saw him out and about. And they did a lot of these, and again, that's what about local ownership. When you got local ownership, that's what they do. They go other places because it's important to them that these other places. If you have an area that has multiple restaurants, you don't want people to stop coming, because if they stop coming to the other place, they may stop coming to yours. So you want there to be, you know, an overflowing of all the restaurants. That means people keep rotating, and your business continues to boom. So, you know, you're right about that. These guys, these men and women who own these restaurants do support other businesses as well.
Yeah, one of the other things that, real quick, I'm glad you brought up Cosmo, because that's John's brother from Liberatore's, Lib's Grill Liberatore's.
Right.
They just lost their mother, and like – you know, and talking to some of the people that work in, you know, the medical fields and also in all these other industries where, you know, they're required to be at their work, and there's all kinds of restrictions now, and it does with people that are going to have funerals and not being able to gather. There's a lot of restrictions going on, so it's extremely tough, and, you know, want to send our best over to the Liberatore family because they've been great with us as well. A lot of years we have our Christmas party there. So
yes, we do.
Anyway.
Hey, Rob. Yeah,
man, we're going to be talking again Thursday, so I appreciate you spending some time with us. You need me for anything, just give me a shout. I'll be around. But thanks for coming on. And again, Thursday at 7, you'll be joining us. We'll shoot the breeze yet again here on The Lowdown.
My brother, I'll talk to you Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.